I'm Dom Rouge, and this is Camila.
Top of the moron.
Now, Camila is the absolute, just total moron who... I'm Dom Rouge, and this is Camila.
Top of the morning.
And Camila is the absolute retard. Camila is the absolute retard. Absolute retard. Absolute retard.
Again.
Who lost $800,000 from a settlement in a 2017 car accident. In a shark move, Camila said that the damages from that accident made it impossible for her to work. Made it impossible for her to work. Possible for her to work. Look at that body. But then Camila went ahead and posted pictures of her winning a tree throwing competition.
They want me to give the money back. I'll have the money I spent in gambling.
I bet you wish you had Insure Alert, but you don't think, do you?
Insure Alert, what is it?
Insure Alert's a device for people who've successfully made false insurance claims, but then can't keep their mouth shut. This puppy sounds off every time you're about to do something stupid and lose that false claim money that we definitely could have used. She's my wife, by the way.
That sounds brilliant. Stop hitting me.
And what's really brilliant is it tethers to your ankle, something most of our clients are familiar with, and prevents you from any urges you might have to post a photo of you doing a f***ing tree throwing competition. Buddy, what are you doing? You're about to go for a drive? You don't remember being blinded in a welding accident? You've been on workers' comp for the last 6 years.
What is this? Are you a cop?
Put down the gun and put on the glasses. You're blind, not deaf. Come on, I'm trying to help you, man.
Thanks, but these aren't my prescription.
Those might not be your prescription, but the Insure Alert is.
Mm. Oh, that one's perfect. Yeah. That one's good.
Boys, you not hear that going off? How many times do I have to tell you? You can't have drowned in Key West if you're online looking for threesomes with dudes.
Dom Rouge.
Yeah, I'm married to the tree lady. Thank you.
Good thing I had my Insure Alert on.
Insure Alert. Because you can't afford not to.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night, which means...
Normal World, what's up?
Normal World, I'm Dave Landau.
I'm quarterback Garrett. And who's that over
there? What up?
It's Angela.
It's me.
What's up?
What up?
Let's get weird.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do
it. It's Tuesday, let's do it.
Let's do it. Also, if you're in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend, I'll be at the Red Room at Hyenas in Fort Worth, and then you can see me at a bunch of other places. Just go to DaveLandau.com. Look at all those places. Right, read the screen.
So many.
Go there.
March 15th, 16th, Fort Worth, right there.
Yeah, you can also go to the ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin, March 23rd, and the Frewenthal Center,
as I
said, that ride in Muskegon, Michigan, April 5th, and so on. Dave Landau.
Oh, yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
Oh, me? Yeah. On my channel. I have a personal channel.
You do?
Quarterback Garrett on YouTube there. And Friday Night Tights. On Nerdrotic channel. And go watch that. We talk about pop culture.
That's enough about us.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Right now, you can see him on The Very Nadav Show all over the internet, everywhere. And also, you can see him at Catching Up with Nadav every Friday. Please welcome Nadav Itzkowatzkits.
Nailed it.
Way wrong. I said
absolutely
it so wrong.
Nailed it, dude.
How do you say it?
Nadav Itzkowitz.
Itzkowitz, I meant. Yeah. You know I got that.
Yeah, I know. You were doing it.
Remember we were practicing?
Yeah.
And then right I messed the it up again.
Like, say it like this. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it was funny when I'm like, how do we say it again? And you're like, Nadav. I'm like, no, we have that.
We got that one down.
We know that part.
Nadav Itzka Greenberg Kleinowitz.
Yeah, you were like, just say Steen. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And also former producer of YMH Studios as well.
Producers, bro.
Yeah. ABP, always be producing,
Let's
baby.
Go. Let's go.
Here you go. And welcome. We appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dude, it's a pleasure having you. And I'm sorry I messed up your name. It's just what I do once I say it 400 times, and then once the cameras roll, I say it wrong.
I'd have it no other way.
Well, my apologies. I mean, no disrespect.
Look, man, my name's Nadav Itzkowitz. I'm used to people butchering my name. You know, there's Hasan Minhaj that's like, goes, I'm not going to go on Ellen and be like, could you believe how much people mispronounce my name?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, you're, yeah, it's a rough name, man.
It ends with a J.
Yeah.
So what do you want people to do? You white people who are like, it's got to be Minhaj.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasan Minhaj. I remember taking, I took his class.
Okay. Even Landau is just like, people don't, it's like, is it Landu? And I'm like, where did you get that?
The U is confusing.
It's Landu.
It throws people at the very end. Yeah.
They threw out the A and the E out.
Yeah, and they just said, well, there's no E. See?
Oh, well, then I just did it right there.
See, he doesn't even know.
I thought it was L. He's known me for
years.
E-O. Well, I can't read too.
He can't even spell my name.
It's a hard name to spell.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're all very disrespectful of each other.
It's the brand. I love it.
Yeah, it's what we do.
Part of it.
You're a normal world. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
No,
I mean, it hurts just a mostly, little.
I'm retarded. That's
me. Yeah, I mean, we just met today.
We didn't?
No. I mean, I know Nadav from YMH.
Yeah.
Wow, this got weird. I think if I called you AB all the time, you'd be like, you know, we should.
Like, that doesn't.
Be like, it's not.
No.
Isn't it Arwerto Black?
What's your name? Darren? No, it's not.
Hey, Haffy. You're like, that's not it.
It's not. That's an extra. You're giving me a quarter on that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Fine.
Like 1/8.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not that
less.
White.
A little less.
Yeah, that's less black.
It's my kids.
Oh, your kids are 1/8. Yeah. Isn't your wife's not black at all?
No.
She looks a little black.
She's Mexican.
Oh.
Damn.
No.
That's spicy.
Okay.
Muy caliente.
So they're half Mexican and 1/8 black.
Yeah, they're just like a mutt.
Okay.
You know, I'm hoping one of them will get like an Asian. You know, we can incorporate that into the family.
That's going to be a pretty baby.
Yeah, it will be a good looking baby.
The more ingredients you get in there, the better
it is. That's what I'm talking about.
It's true.
And a good baby.
More free college.
You just said that would be a good looking baby. That
would be a good looking baby.
Yeah,
oh, hey.
Pretty baby.
Yeah, pretty baby.
I mean, I don't think he meant it like that.
No, you. I was talking about you.
Not him. No.
I said it okay, Dave.
Oh, I said it wrong?
You said it in a normal way. You said it in like a,
I'm sorry.
That's a baby.
It's a fun baby.
I like to hold.
That is well, an attractive baby. Look,
why? If I'm selling it, I'd want it to be white. I think we all know that. We want top dollar for these things. Actually, that's probably the most low-value baby these days.
White?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like default.
Yeah, nobody wants a white, but a full white.
It's cyclical. It'll come back.
Yeah. I mean, but at one time, you could get some good money for a white baby.
A white one?
I'm telling you. That was
blonde hair, blue eye?
Yeah. Sell that.
We'll come back. You'll see.
You could retire on
like bell bottoms.
Yeah. It's just an investment. It's like Apple back in like, you know, 80s or 90s, whenever it was low.
Yeah.
High like, low.
It's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But now, you got that stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, vice versa. Now everybody, like the celebrities, want to adopt everything else.
Every single other one.
Yeah.
Now is the time to invest in white babies.
That's true. They're at their low.
That's at the low. Tip. Buy low.
That's right.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Buy low, sell high. Yeah. But by the time you sell it, it's going to be 30. There's a whole problem here. It's a terrible plan.
Generational wealth.
Yeah. Start buying white babies now.
Speaking of buying children,
Angie,
Oscars
you,
happened.
You invested
over the
at the worst time.
She's pretty white.
Yeah, really.
Maybe
super
she'll
white.
Have I'm a white like, baby I can sell.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no, that's a long
super
game.
Investment. Long con, yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was going to say the Oscars. We're talking about buying and selling children.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them were in the crowd.
The 96th Oscars happened. And it was hosted by Jimmy Kimmel for like the fourth millionth time.
Yes. The Trafficking Awards.
Oh, yes. The Trafficking Awards.
We did send one of our people there.
Yes.
Crispin.
Thank God.
Hi, everybody. It's Crispin. And this year, the Normal World sent me to cover the Oscars. They're always sending me on these weird assignments. I just want to have fun. I just want to kick back and stick my cock in a fondue fountain and see if I can find someone who likes cheese. This year, the event was hosted by Jimmy Kibbles, and at one point, he was roasting Robert Downey Jr. for his past drug problems. And I think that's ironic, seeing how drugs are the only way to get through anything Jimmy Kibbles does. What is that music? Am I getting played off right now? Are y'all f***ing serious? I didn't even win an award!
He's long
pretty week. Upset.
Yeah.
He might be back later.
We'll see.
We'll find out. Poor Crispin. Crispin is a gay junkie that we send to different award shows.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah. It's nice that he's getting work and is able to pay for his habit with you guys' help.
We're happy
well,
to.
Well, he works for peanuts.
Yeah. We don't by much. Peanuts, we mean heroin.
Right. Yeah.
We
yeah,
just, obviously. We yeah. go, we send
the street
him.
Term.
Yeah, we don't actually give him money.
Right.
We just give him the actual thing he needs.
That's good.
At the middleman. Middle yeah. Right to the source.
Yeah, we just straight like a pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like, yeah, you live somewhere in the building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, often. In a car out back. Yeah. We don't really let him yeah, I was gonna here.
In the building.
Okay. It's not allowed. No.
I was going to guess under a desk. That's very nice of you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. We. I mean, it doesn't turn on.
But there's cushions?
There are cushions. I mean, if he figures out how to work a USB port, he can
get out of here
in the car. It's a Kia.
That was messed up that he made a joke at RDJ. You know, like, it's his past, man.
No,
RDJ gets really mad about that too. There's like that famous interview where he sat down to talk about Iron Man 1 or something like that, and that that British interviewer randomly brought up his past, and he just like, I'm out of here, and he left.
I think when you break into your neighbor's house and fall asleep on a child's race car bed, people are allowed to bring up your past.
That's pretty That's weird.
Pretty fair point.
Did he yeah. do that?
Yes.
Was that the ultimate the last straw?
The rock bottom
where he went out.
No, he had a great story about he met, I think it was Mike Nichols, and he showed up in the middle of lunch and he had two guns with him and no shirt on. And he was talking about how people were going to kill him. And then his agent got a phone call and they were like, you got the part. And he's like, what? What part?
And it was method.
Mike Nichols thought it was an audition. He didn't even remember going.
Wow.
No, I love Robert. I mean, it's yeah. one of the greatest, and, you know, people argue about it, but I think it's a great comeback story because he really was destitute. I mean, his dad wasn't a rich filmmaker, and he was somebody who, I mean, he lost everything to heroin and ended up doing real time.
Yeah. Famously snubbed by the Oscars for his Chaplin.
Which at the time was called Craplin and is a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's actually really good. Fantastic movie. It goes through the entire life of Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, right.
And how old was he? He was like 23 or something. Super, super young to play the entire life of somebody, but he does it phenomenally. And he should have gotten the Oscar, but they snubbed him because he was like an embarrassment and all this stuff in Hollywood.
Right. You like drugs too much, so we're not going to reward
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's weird. Hollywood?
In 92 Hollywood?
Right.
Yeah. He was a little hypocritical.
Yeah, they just stopped doing blow publicly.
Right.
Like, we do it just not publicly in front of people.
We
don't
just
let people
took
know
it
about
to the
it.
Bathroom stall now.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah, what was it? What year did Twins come out? 88?
Yeah.
There's that great story with Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about going to a party with Danny DeVito.
What
and
was it?
It was, they walk in and they had your name spelt out in cocaine. Yeah. So it was just like, look at the Danny.
DeVito so short.
Yeah. Schwarzenegger and coke.
That's quite a bit of cocaine.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's back when they made good movies.
Yeah, I'll take my last name and cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yours isn't a bad name to have in cocaine.
Like nine letters, I'll take it.
That's back when cocaine was all right for you, too.
Right.
Not all right, but, you know, not.
They didn't
it wouldn't
cut
kill
it with
you.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 doctors would recommend it.
Well, back then, for sure.
Yeah, just a small bump in the morning. Won't hurt.
Yeah, they were like, your heart's, do cocaine about it. That was it. I was happy to see him win, though, for... I saw Oppenheimer. Did you?
No.
Okay.
I heard that there was a surprising amount of sex in it.
There's a...
Sex and science.
It's not sexy.
Uh-huh.
It's a sex scene, but it's not sexy at all. It's very kind of like...
Yeah.
Like, why am I seeing this?
Like, he's talking about having an affair, and then his wife's, like, sitting at the end of this meeting, and the girl is riding him, like, in the image of her mind.
Yeah.
So it's, like, just, it's actually horrible.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's really not sexy. You just kind of feel horrible for Emily Blunt.
Jesus.
Did you see it?
Mm-mm. Good acting, though.
It's very good acting. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, And then John Cena came out naked with his whole illegal stole my clothes bit. People are very upset that he didn't, he had a tiny... Tiny thing, and he
the envelope.
Yes, tiny envelope.
Tiny envelope.
Yes, which I think
I didn't
is
see it.
Not from years of steroid abuse. Do we have any images of John Cena?
Oh, do we have
don't.
To? Okay,
good. We don't.
You, yeah.
You know, just imagine
it was a
John
question
Cena.
Of
whether or not we could get away with it.
I think, hey, the Oscars got...
Yeah, they showed it on national television.
Yeah.
Let me see. I do my own research.
I can use one of the ones from my phone.
Save for research.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm going to bring it up now.
People were saying that it's like a low-key Hollywood trying to humiliate him.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Like themselves. And I'm somebody brought this up.
It was a great
point. He was a bodybuilder before he was a wrestler. So this is kind of like what he does.
Yeah. I don't really know if that's humiliating, if that's what you want people to see. I mean, he says...
Maybe just looking into it a little bit too close.
He says goodbye to cancer kids. He's not like a monster.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't... Whatever.
I don't know. There's a lot of... Like, Hollywood's a dark place full of dark people, and a lot of very bad things happen, but maybe sometimes you just don't look too deep into it.
So are people upset that he didn't completely show his dick, or what are they upset about?
I think mostly that.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in my house when I was watching it alone.
It's not even falling out the bottom of the envelope. What the fuck is it?
Come on. What?
Put a little bit of sec to the bottom.
Present even the award, motherfucker. Read it.
By the way, Dave, I noticed that you and Matt got to present an award at the Oscars, which is really cool.
We did. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know about this. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
That's us.
Aw.
Look at everybody. They just did lines of their name.
In the backstage.
That's it.
Yeah, it's me and Matt McLowry. We got to announce.
Congratulations, man.
Best Picture, which was also Oppenheimer.
Oh, well, there you go. What? So, Best Picture was Oppenheimer.
Best Actor was Cillian Murphy.
Yep. Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. Cillian Murphy, I mean. Yeah. Why did I say
Old Sourpuss?
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard it pronounced Cillian.
Is that right? Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
In the mother tongue, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Soft C's.
Yeah. Soft C's. That's how I address the missus sometimes, with a soft C. The way she knows I'm angry, but not that angry. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
It is Tuesday. But didn't Godzilla? I didn't watch.
You've
got to
be Irish and a little, or is it all Jewish?
No, 100% Jewish.
Is it okay?
99% Ashkenazi.
You could easily play Irish too.
Thank you. I've heard that before.
Okay, yeah. And I'm part Irish, so I was just saying.
It never is.
Believe me.
No, I didn't take it that way.
You're like
it's the last group you're allowed to be mean to. I'm
because I have the Jewish last name and the Irish blood and Italian blood.
Oh.
Both people.
You're a little bit of everything?
I'm a bit of everything on earth, my friend.
Ooh wee.
Yeah.
It's a good mix.
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
You're like what Garrett's grandkids are gonna be like.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I don't know if I'm part Asian. We really don't know. I guess I could do that 23andMe, but then I'm afraid they'll find out about my past.
Yeah, that you did all the GBK work in those camps.
I'll just be arrested for a string of rapes in the 90s.
All of a sudden, the UK will extradite you back, and they're like, "Hey, this was
this is supposed to be Tate." Why didn't what?
Just loop them in.
What's this guy? Hey, I didn't do any of this stuff. I just swabbed my cheek. I didn't kill that. Several prostitutes between 2004 and 2008.
Show me the tapes.
Why in Milwaukee?
What? Far enough away from Detroit.
Yeah, I was in Milwaukee then, but that wasn't me.
Yeah, yeah. So I just, in the area.
Yeah.
I must have spit on the ground and somebody used it.
Swapped it up on the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's happened.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
All the time.
The one time I didn't clean up my spit.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Right. Yeah. Seriously.
That's on me.
He must have pulled some fingerprints off some litter and, you know, put them on a hooker's corpse.
Man, if you spit onto sheets.
If I spit.
Miracle made sheets could clean that right up.
Could.
It wicks off like bacteria, 99% of it.
That's a good point.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's true. If I'm ever going to be around some sheets that wick bacteria, it's going to be miracle made sheets. Have you tried these?
I haven't, but I hear that they really wick away any type of moisture that you have. And
that's right.
Like,
heck yeah, dude.
Can't afford not to have that in your sheets.
That's correct. They're
beautiful.
They're not just your traditional bedsheet, is what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is they are a wonderful, like, do you know that you often will have in your bed more bacteria than a toilet seat?
What?
Yes. Yes.
I know that. And there's
they give you skin conditions and all kinds of stuff, but not with Miracle Made because they wick off like 99% of it.
Nope.
Like we said.
Yep.
I mean, how many times we got to say it? Yep. We're going to say it again.
They tested my bed and they said, this has more bacteria than three gas station bathrooms. And I said, is that right? And they said, it is. So why don't you try Miracle Made sheets? And I said, I will. And then they came back and tested it. No bacteria.
It wiped off 1%.
It was 1%.
1%.
Which wasn't as bad. It was just as much as one rest stop with no toilet.
Yeah.
So it was incredible. It was. I realize I don't have the reed.
If you would like a pair of awesome sheets, they don't mess around with the name. It's Miracle. Okay. So trymiracle.com/normal, and you get yourself a nice 20%. Is it 20%?
Well, if you order today, you can save over 40%.
That's double.
If you use code NORMAL, you'll get 3 free towels and then save an extra 20% with the towels.
Wait. How many free towels?
3.
That's 3.
What about for my face?
Yep.
Yeah.
What about for my hands?
Absolutely.
What about for my loins?
Yes.
You get 3 free towels for body, hand, and face?
Yep.
And 40% off by going to trymiracle.com/normal right now?
Yeah.
They really are comfortable sheets, too. I honestly use them all the time.
Yeah, they'll give you your money back if you don't like them. Yeah. So,
What are you losing besides a perfect night's sleep and bacteria by not ordering? You're just going to get rid of germs, and you're going to sleep better. And they're self-cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're like chill.
Is there anything that it doesn't do? Does it do your taxes?
No, but you'd think they would.
Not yet, they do.
But you know what? You're going to feel a little bit more secure about your taxes because they're self-cooling. Think about that.
Now these will be a tax write-off for us.
There you go. So.
In a way.
Yes. I'll be using them.
Oh, yeah. I use them. They're on my bed right now.
Yeah, I use them every night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I love them.
Do you guys send some to guests as like a parting gift?
Dude, I'll get you some.
Hell yeah, I'd love some.
You got a deal.
Hell yeah.
All right, what size?
California King.
You what?
Damn.
Can we? It's the only thing I brought from California with me.
sleeping like Shaq.
I have a twin in a flop house.
Hey man, if you ever come to Austin, I got room for you.
Okay, no, we can share. I think you could actually sleep with another man in a California King, and it's not gay.
No, not at all.
No, it's that big of
so
a
so much real estate.
Yeah. Two men.
Yeah, two men.
Maybe even three.
Maybe. Yeah, you could fit three men.
You slumber parties are
and a male dog.
Why specifically?
I'm just saying.
If you had a dog and it was male, you could.
It's a boy party.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if it's a boy party, yeah. You don't have to invite a girl dog to a boy party. Yeah.
No girls allowed.
You don't sit there and go, good girl, you go, good boy. What if we're dressed like dogs? What if it's a dog?
What if? Dog could do it.
You could do it. It's at his place. It's a big bed, all I'm saying.
Discount on peanut butter at Costco.
I'll bring my tail.
I just got a regular old king.
Oh.
Like Elvis.
Oh.
Speaking of dead people. Sheldon Johnson.
Hey, is that dead?
Actually even a guest on Rogan, which is crazy because they vet their guests very well.
Speaking of.
He was on a show 1 month ago. He spent about 20 years in prison and is now out talking about prison reform. Well, last Thursday, the 48-year-old staffer for the public law firm Queens Defenders was led out of the 44th Precinct Station House in handcuffs after police made a grisly discovery. A human torso in a blue bin and a head stashed in a freezer in the sixth-floor apartment. Ooh, boy. Sources said the victim, identified as 44-year-old Colin Small, may have had a beef. Thanks.
May have had a beef. Maybe
they may have gotten into a scuffle.
Yeah,
they may
a little snafu happened
with Sheldon.
Chop him up. Sorry.
Slightly aggravated.
Yeah, little upset. They may have had fists about it. May have had a beef with Sheldon Johnson while both were doing time at Sing Sing Prison in Westchester County. Surveillance footage shows Johnson stepping off the sixth-floor elevator on Tuesday, looking around cautiously before he slowly walks to the apartment and goes inside.
He's in costume, isn't he? He has like a mask and stuff?
Yeah. He's seen wearing a dark coat over a yellow hoodie and lugging a mop and some cleaning supplies. Then... The super also saw the suspect leaving in the victim's blue Audi and returning in an Uber while wearing a blonde wig.
That's a black man in a blonde wig, just
yes.
saying. Yeah. It's going to stick out.
Which is usually reserved for only prostitutes.
Yeah.
And Tyler, the Creator. I think I've seen him in that getup.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a look at him from this clip of Rogan.
Andre 3000.
About the experience of the aid of... What?
What?
It's a clip that aged like milk.
That aged like... I thought he was complaining about the milk in prison.
The milk right next to the head in the fridge.
And it was at that moment where I really said, I have to change my life. I have to change my life. I just can't do this. I had a wife. I had family still. My son was growing up. He was hearing stories about my so-called... notoriety, and I just didn't want to be that dad. And when I got out, I made a decision that I was going to walk away, and I didn't care about what the consequences was. And I said to myself, I've been doing bad for so long, I'm going to try to do something good.
I walk right into a harbor freight. Got me a chainsaw. You know,
so
just a working man.
By good, I went to a Halloween USA and I waited.
Opportune moment.
Mm-hmm.
The strike.
Boy.
He really looks like a guy that has a head in his freezer in that,
yeah.
that picture. Like, you look at that and you're like, yeah, that I believe that.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he really seems composed in the Rogan interview.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, it's good that you changed. And in this one, it looks like, yeah.
Just.
He looks pissed.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if the guy showed up to attack him or if it was well plotted. Because in this, he looks like it looks very, very, not Ted, John, Jeffrey Dahmer-ish.
Dahmer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was like he lured him in. It was like a whole plan thing.
Well,
crime of passion.
Well, I think they had a beef in jail. So I don't know if it was sexual.
Oh.
You never know.
Right.
A lover's quarrel.
I mean, the head was one part. The torso was limbless.
Right.
I don't know where the hands and legs are. Now, did he have them? Maybe they were gone in prison. We don't know.
Asking the right questions.
Yeah. See, this is why I wanted to be a detective. I would have walked in and said, what do you guys think? You think that the hands and legs were here before?
Did you guys notice they're missing?
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Dave, yes, we did.
I'm going to go, hey, I bet the head was on this fella at one point.
I bet we dollars just broke to the donuts.
I got a hunch.
Some
go with my gut on this one.
This guy died when he lost his head. I have a feeling.
I think that's what took him out.
Loss of head. Head loss.
I'm going to go ahead and write it here. Now remember, it's just a hunch.
Yeah.
If we prove it.
We do some follow-ups on this.
We're all eating tonight, boys.
That's right. They're like, you're eating right now. And I'm like,
the lubies.
Wait.
Lubies. Cafeteria.
Yeah. It's on me, boys.
Jeez.
That's a pretty good ratio, though. I was talking about it earlier. You know, they had like almost 2,000 episodes. One out of every 2,000 episodes?
Yeah, to decapitate somebody? It's not bad.
But like, what are the other statistics that we're not thinking about? Sure, one out of 2,000 are going to take a head off, but like, do we know?
We don't know.
Do we know if any of our guests, maybe?
Yeah.
Previous
six.
Six. Yeah, well, that
we
checks
are
out.
Shot in the dark.
We are really not doing well.
We should stop getting our guests
and
from
that's
Craigslist.
Just a decapitation. I wonder. I'm pretty sure Alex Stein's guests have probably killed.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I still question Alex Stein.
Like, all
joking gets a little crazy.
Yeah, he may have killed some of his guests.
I mean, maybe a lot of returning guests.
May have been in self-defense.
Maybe
he's still hiding the body. Did you ever have anybody that you remember at YMH that was ended up being, you're like, well, that didn't go so well.
Well, I mean, sure, there was the Andrew Tate where it was like we had him on.
Right.
And then I think within a couple weeks of us having him on, maybe a couple months, like the allegations started coming out. We're like, boy, I mean, sure. I mean, I could see it.
I get it.
He wasn't trafficking people when he came to our studio, you know?
Like at the time.
Yeah, he's not like, hey, thanks for having me. Here's Cindy. Could she sit in the lobby? Or like,
passing numbers
like,
around.
He's like, oh, no, she can't sit. I've been punching her in the eye.
exclusively standing.
Yeah, zero trafficking when he came in. But I'd say, like, out of, like, yeah, I don't think we've ever had anyone that cut people's heads off or committed serious crimes.
That's crazy, because even, you know, even to get into, like, Joe's Club, you have to, like, go through 9 guards. So I imagine the vetting process. It's like, you really assume this guy's not going to cut anyone's head off.
Right.
But then again, I feel like, because somebody's like, he could have killed Joe, and I'm thinking, like, probably not.
No.
Because I think there's armed guards, and then he himself.
His skin is made of Kevlar.
Yeah, it's not, there's no issue there.
Yeah, he trains his skin all the time.
Yeah, but for the other talk show rounds that he did, I'd like to know who other shows that he did.
Oh.
Because I'm sure he did a ton of podcasts where they were like, oh my God. Like, if he did NPR, everyone could have been dead.
Yeah. Check on them.
Well, imagine, like, you know, he probably did a couple interviews, and when he left, like, the producer's like, bet that guy has a head in his freezer. And, like, someone definitely said that.
Yeah.
And then this news comes out, and they're like, holy shit.
Hold you.
We shouldn't be alive.
Yeah, especially the one that did the last interview before. Like, right before he snapped, you know, that was a weird interview.
Yeah.
You know, they're all, none of them are bringing it up. They're like, we didn't know. There was no way. There was no way to know.
It's like, what are you talking about? He looked at me and was just like, I want to see you sometimes.
And like, yeah, weird vibes, but his Wikipedia was clean.
Yeah, we checked.
We checked.
We checked. Anybody who's done 20 years in prison doesn't seem like a threat.
Yeah, the article was edited like a couple hours before we looked at it. But
It's like Sammy the Bull. I want him to do this show badly. And I know he's in his 70s, but he's also killed 13 people that he's confessed to.
Yeah.
And that's confessed to.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrifying.
The ones that he had to. Yeah,
that's the ones that he's like, I'll tell you about.
Yeah.
That means there's way more.
Oh, they're worse.
Like, it's like, yeah, it's like sex and murder. Like, you're not, you're gonna be like, yeah, I've been with a lot of ladies. Mm. But I've only murdered 3 people.
Body count.
Imagine
what's your body count and your belt
imagine
watches.
That there was like some that he actually forgot about. He's like, oh yeah, I did kill that person. Oh, yeah. That was me. I totally forgot about
it. He was my cousin. He begged for his life.
He made such a funny sound.
Yeah.
I said, not like this. And I went, pow.
It was amazing.
Man,
he offered me everything. Oh man. Oh yeah, shot his kid.
Right on the noggin.
Godson. Get out of here.
Memory works.
Got that one.
Memory.
I burned the whole house. Oh, jeez.
I just want to know if he had the wig already.
Yeah, did he go to a party city on the way?
He's like, there's an Uber stop.
Or it's like just hanging like in his apartment, and he's just like, I'm not throwing this out yet. I feel like there's going to be a day where I'm going to wish I had it.
Use the guy's scalp. You have a scalp.
Yeah, you're hardcore, yeah.
Maybe there's 3 Uber stops until he found it. He's like, hold on, just stop here. He's like, he keeps having to buy like Reese's cups and whatever.
To throw him off. He's just smurfing.
Yeah.
Like wigs.
Then the last one, he's just wearing a wig when he gets in the car, and the guy's like, whatever.
This is fine.
I don't know, the guy
definitely needs a
pick that wig.
He's this guy's covered in blood.
I'm not going to another wig world.
Yeah.
The last one I'm going to.
You know, it's kind of weird that we went to 3 of them until you found a blonde one. Like, the first 2 had weaves, and this one just doesn't match you.
It's going to disguise me.
I'm just saying, it just doesn't look right on you.
Are you like a butcher or something? What's
Have you seen Ring doorbell cameras? I mean, how long have you been away?
Yeah.
I mean, they're high def.
Yeah.
No one's going to think you're a pretty blonde lady getting out of an Uber.
Yeah. Look at the traps on this lady.
Yeah. You didn't even change your jacket.
He's got a Red Ryder full of Tupperware.
You're wearing a bloody raincoat, and it's not raining.
Weird.
You're dressed like Christian Bale in American Psycho in a blonde wig.
Holding a chainsaw.
Yeah, you're holding the murder weapon.
God, what a genius.
Well, a lot of people wonder what prisons smell like.
Speaking of.
And you people have even written us, what do prisons smell like? And we do have a former prison guard explain what a female prison smells like at Rikers Island.
I've always wanted to know.
When I walked in that jail for the first time, you know what I smelled? I smelled butt ass. Butt ass. It was so bad. I mean, the funk hit you like, boom. I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh, shit. And every day I come in, that butt ass hits you, bam. And now you're talking to another officer. Now all y'all got the butt ass breath. How you doing? How you doing? You don't smell that shit. And I asked one of the old timers, the vets, yo, what's up with that smell? He said, don't worry, New Jack, you'll get used to it. It took me about, no bullshit, about 6 months before me to get used to that butt ass, son.
I love that his eyes are watering the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
He's reliving it. Yeah.
He can't get the stink off his eyeballs.
Okay, yeah. And as he explains it more, it's haunting him.
Oh, yeah.
PTSD.
He's starting to just 1,000-yard stare. He's like, yeah. Six so months, bad.
I just think of every woman's prison movie, and every time he sees one, he's like, no.
You don't even know.
Like, I'll tell you what that smells like.
I tell you.
Butt ass.
Specifically.
I wonder what he did after being a prison guard, because he is decked out.
He went to church.
It's either sharp. It's pimping or preaching.
Well, he's got like 6 rings on each finger.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a great bowler.
Yeah, there's bowling.
From what I understand.
All bowling rings.
Yeah, strikes. Perfect. Perfect games.
He went to a lot of high schools.
Yeah, yeah. They're all GEDs in different states.
Every time he gets a GED, he's able to get another high school ring.
He's order some. He's like just steals brochures from
the day he has to retire on. He's like, well, if I want to get another GED, I got to get rid of one of the.
I got my Rikers ring right here.
Class of 2000 to 2010.
All American butt ass. Right there.
Yeah, every time you smell butt ass. Additionally, Joey Powell, who is described was incarcerated in Rikers since 2007, once described the drinking water as smelling like cars, sewage, and stuff I've never smelled in water before. Maybe it wasn't water, Joy.
Yeah.
Maybe it was your butt ass.
Now, I did see like this video, I think on Reddit or something, or maybe it was on Instagram or
TikTok. I think it was Instagram where I found it.
Yeah, and like
I was dying laughing.
Yeah, like whenever you see videos like that, you're like, I gotta go to the comment section.
Oh, yes.
And all of them are just like, hey, real talk, like women are disgusting when it comes to bathrooms.
It's
like,
gross.
All the smells, the ass, and the just fucking everything is, they're a million times more disgusting than men. Can we confirm?
You yes. Absolutely, right. Yes. The things I've seen in women's restrooms would appall
it's
you.
Gross.
You would never want to have sex with one again.
Also, your cars. Your cars are awful. The way you treat the inside of your cars are the most disgusting. There's just gum everywhere and dirt and horrible.
No respect for the vehicle.
Just none for the vehicle. I don't. No offense.
It's not mine.
No.
The vehicle?
Stop.
Your car, is your car dirty? I wouldn't. Your car always has stuff in it. I didn't mean it.
I've got things.
It's not a you.
Car smells like butt ass.
You know what I'm saying. Stop making that face like everything I say is bad. I'm referring.
It's stuff for the show.
Yeah.
I had dildos in my car one time for the show. For one the show.
For the show.
I've
for
given
the
that show. Excuse before.
She's not even talking
my
about her car.
My father-in-law died, okay? And then we had the funeral, and I had this belt full of dildos in the back of the car. And they were like, can we put the flowers in the back of your car? We don't have enough room. And I was like, yeah, because I forget that the dildo is in the back.
You have a belt of dildos.
And my husband's running around trying to hide the dildos so his family can put the flowers in the car. True story.
How did he hide them? Where did he hide them?
Under the seat. Okay. You know where.
Like in the human pocket.
Oh, yeah. Prison wallet. Yeah.
They each have one in the front of their pants.
Standing there at the eulogy,
huge giant bulges.
It was the huge. We had one like this big.
Yeah,
balls on.
Yeah, it was comically big.
Yeah, like good. Comically big.
Comically large.
What happened to that? It disappeared.
It's in my car.
Still
to this day,
I still have them.
Oh, that
carries it around.
Well, yeah. Where your husband moved it to?
We like to stick it on the front because it has a suction cup.
On the front of what?
On the front of like our of the cars, car? Like of our friends' like cars when they come over, like as a
chase
joke.
Antelope.
Yeah,
I thought you were like, oh no, this is how we make sure we don't hit the wall in our garage. We just have it, and we just know that there's rubber. You know,
yeah.
You'll feel it.
It would
would tear the bumper clean off. Like, it's huge. Just shatters the windshield.
What did the lady say when you had to buy it?
She said, you're going to want to use a water-based lube with this. I said, okay, thank you for the tip.
You're like, everything's still, I'm fine. I don't need it.
This is a very conservative network.
Like, thanks for the advice, lady, but I got this.
I know what I'm doing, toots.
This isn't my first rodeo, okay?
Like, listen, in case you don't want a spinal cord injury.
You don't want to die of internal bleeding. Water-based.
If you have any implants, it will fish it out.
Yeah, you're going to... You're definitely going to want to have a phone nearby.
A life alert now.
Emergency contact.
This is for on the floor. Anything on a surface. You fall off a bed.
You're
going to
need a tarp.
Yeah. Do you plan on having children?
Here's a dry cleaner's business card.
Yeah, now she just has it in her car in case she's ever robbed. She can just kill the guy with one.
Does that count as a lethal weapon?
I
could tie two together.
I wouldn't want to be hit with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you started hitting Chuck's? A guy just degraded with, he'd just be degraded. Like, one, you'd be knocked out.
Yeah.
And two, you'd be like, is that a okay.
Wait,
I'll stop.
Clock.
Anybody tries to sexually assault me, I'll be like, put me first.
Yeah. Like, all right. No, man, it's totally
cool.
Don't
be a jealous lover.
I'm into it, but we got to share time. I'm going to go. No, no.
You know what? Never
mind. Hey.
You know what? I'm out. Okay. I'm going to go to college.
It's not about sex for me. It's about power. Where are you going? Where are you going, big guy?
Get back here.
I just want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Say it into the microphone.
Don't worry. I got drinks. We'll loosen up.
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
Stop crying.
Speaking of assaulting someone,
oh my God.
I don't know if that's supposed to be the story.
Your segues are killer today.
Thank you.
thank you. We have speaking of meat,
I'm going to go into, I guess we could talk about that. I feel like we should save it. That one's dark.
You guys wait till tomorrow.
I'm going to say Mike Tyson will face Jake Paul in a boxing match on July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Yeah, that's not far. Ooh.
He wants it to be a secret.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, he's like, oh. Don't tell anybody I'm awful.
Yeah, reword that headline. Mike Tyson is going to beat the shit out of Jake Paul.
People are talking about how because my Iron Mike is...
He's, what, 58?
57.
57, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope...
I've heard Jake is good. I've heard he's a good boxer.
He is. Like, he's put away people he shouldn't have put away.
Right, that's what I heard.
Yeah. It's more impressive than you think. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is that like...
Have you seen Mike Tyson recently still throw punches?
So terrifying.
Damn.
It's terrifying. Yeah. How he could pivot and all the power that he could
so fast
muster up.
That's why, like, if he beats him, they're going to be like, well, he's 58, 57. But then if he doesn't, they'll be like, it's still Mike Tyson.
Right.
It's lose-lose for Jake. Like, it's like either you're knocking out people's heroes or you're getting knocked out by a senior citizen. Like, it's like, what
do you get cred from that? Do you get cred if you get knocked out by... I feel like if I got punched by Mike Tyson and lived, I'd be like, dude, I got punched by Mike Tyson, dude. Like, that's like a cred.
Jake could come out on top if he went out and just put his hands behind his back and let just Tyson knock him out. And like, that's really the only outcome where everyone's like, you know what? This was worth it. Like, I'll pay for this again. Let's see a rematch.
Oh, absolutely. And then a couple people that bet $4 will be millionaires.
Right.
Like, they'll be really happy about it if it's just staged. Like, I don't know why, but I hope Tyson just knocks him out and then just eats one of his ears for the hell of it. And the ref doesn't stop it.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, it's fair.
Yeah.
Just like.
You'll see him with his gigantic back just fucking taking off slices of Jake.
Yes. Yeah. Tyson is. Tyson, whenever you hear him talk now about his past, when he talks about, you know, gearing up for a fight, he discusses how he doesn't like becoming that angry, that monster, and that, you know, that animal that he used to become because he's found so much peace.
Yeah.
So I want to see him become that animal.
Just one more night.
On him. Just to see one more time.
Come on, Mike. Let's go.
It was so crazy the last time he fought.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just see him unleash it.
Well, who did he do an exhibition fight with like a year or two ago? Was it Floyd?
It might have been. I don't know.
He tried to do one with.
I
that British guy. The big.
No, it wasn't.
He does the thing.
No, no, no. Not Conor McGregor.
Not Conor McGregor.
No, the big hideous man that has the brother that was on.
Tyson Fury. Okay.
It was Tyson versus Tyson?
That was recent.
No, sponsored it was Paul versus Tyson.
Paul versus Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's why it doesn't make. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he got a bellyache. He couldn't.
Oh, that was Tyson Fury versus Logan Paul.
Hey, he's a champ. We don't talk about him like that. He has a tummy ache.
No, it was his little brother. It wasn't Tyson Fury. It was his little brother.
Oh, okay.
He
got
a tummy
right.
ache.
Yeah, that's
and right. His dad had to go in and be like, he can't. His belly hurts.
He's nervous. Call out.
He's got the butterflies.
he apologizes.
Acute butterfly poisoning.
Something.
Dude, I'm rooting for Tyson.
Oh, absolutely.
I so badly. It's my childhood.
Yeah.
There's nobody like Tyson.
Did you watch the fight live where he bit someone's ear off?
Yes, we were live and we all got a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And we were sitting right in front of the TV and I was just like, my stars, he's eating Holyfield.
And then he starts fighting the cops?
Yeah.
God, it's awesome.
I think I was like in elementary school when the fight, like, and we all went to a neighbor's house to watch it and I didn't realize what the significance was. I'm like, is this how all boxing matches end? Like someone bites someone and then the police come in and they're like,
this is odd.
They're like, no, this is pretty crazy, man. this doesn't happen.
It's like, oh man, if this happened every time, I'd watch it all the time.
Yeah, and then it just kind of like lets you down for all future fights where you're like, it's not like, it's like going to a hockey game and you're like, no one bit someone's ear off? What do we do?
The way he was as a boxer in his early 20s or late teens, early 20s, and the way that he became, he was a monster beyond anything anybody had ever seen. And like you said, when he still throws punches now, the way that he hits a heavy bag and the way that thing moves is, you would honestly knock people out. And it's the way that you used to talk about him, like, would you rather do this or get punched by Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Robert Schimmel,
whatever that is. What is it?
Yeah, Robert Schimmel had a great joke about that. They're like, for $1 million, would you take a punch from Mike Tyson? He's like, for $1 million, I'd blow my parents. Sorry,
it's like $1 million.
He goes, for $1 million, I'd blow Mike Tyson and rock my parents. Either way,
yeah. Still works.
Jesus. Both are funny. But yeah, it's like, but that's how hard he would hit, is like, because you're basically risking death if he punches you in the face.
Yes. Right.
That's what it was. That's how hard he hit. So it's like, if he gets a good shot, I don't know if I,
monster.
He's got to be, but I have heard that Paul's good.
Yeah, he's great. Like, I hope that Mike turns it up for like selling tickets for this fight and like selling Netflix subscriptions, because it's, if we saw Mike do a presser, like old Mike.
Yes.
Iron Mike.
Yeah.
That would be I want him to say that he's going to scare the shit out of Jake Paul's future kids and like, he's just chop up. This is nuts now. Like, something.
I will eat your children.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
I want to see him again.
I'm going to fuck you till you love me?
What
the fuck, yes. Dude? What a wild sentence that's never been said before.
To a reporter.
To a reporter, yeah. That's happening. I almost want to go. Like,
yeah.
I've never wanted to go to a boxing match, but like,
it's right here.
It's like right here.
We should stream the show from there.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I want to go for real. Like,
it's
do want to go.
Yeah. Should go.
I want to go. Let's get tickets.
Do an episode.
Blaze, you're getting a bill.
We could set up our own little
like a little desk.
Little desk where you guys are.
Little mics with the
and I hope after
headsets.
5 minutes I'm like, he's eating his ear.
He moved to the other one.
He's now,
it's a double feature.
Sodomizing him until he loves him.
He is eating Jake Paul. Nope, he is actually eating it not in the way that you would think he is.
He's not awake to enjoy it.
He's eating him whole first.
He's unhinged his jaw like an
anaconda.
He unhinges his jaw to eat
like some kind of vicious reptile.
He's got the whole twig and berries. Never seen anything like it.
Gobble gobble comes to mind.
It's amazing. All right, well, it has been an honor having you on the show.
Oh, yeah. It's been great.
So much fun. Yeah, dude, I really appreciate you coming. Where can we find you again?
Yeah, go ahead and check out my show on YouTube, Catching You Up with Nadav, Fridays at 11 a.m. Central, where I talk about everything podcast industry and how everything works and stuff.
Dude, I would love to have you back.
Yeah, I'd love to be back, man. This was fun as hell.
Really appreciate it. And now we bring you to the end of the world. What categories do the award shows really need, QB?
Ooh. The worst O-face in film or series.
Oh, I like that.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer would have been the worst O-face.
Yeah.
Best picture, worst O-face. Angela.
A friend of Epstein's in a dramatic role.
Oh.
That could have been anybody. That's a wide field.
It could have been wide anybody.
Field. Wide.
Nadav.
Best illiterate actress.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so that you know.
Okay. It's, all right.
Yeah. It's all from the heart.
That's good. I'm going to say best pro-Palestinian actor or actress to be removed from a motion picture.
Ooh.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, it's Crispin. I'm so sorry about earlier. I don't know why they played me off so quick. I didn't even get to share with y'all what I thought was my favorite part of the Oscars. So while I've got you here for just a second, I'm just going to share with you what I think was the absolute best moment of the entire... Are you fucking kidding me? With the music? Again? Y'all... I'm getting played off right now by a guy with a fucking oboe. Can I just have a second? You're gonna play it louder. Okay. Y'all just play it louder. Y'all just a sassy bunch of fucking songbirds, aren't you, huh? Okay. All right. I'm leaving. Just fuck you. Fuck you.